Hello and welcome to MDG the Podcast, a podcast with the experts in the field of microbiology, teaching us about the world we live in and how Bacillus is shaping it. As always, the podcast was brought to you by Microbial Discovery Group. Visit MDG at mdgbio.com. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Judd Reminger. I am the creative lead here at MDG, and also I'll be your host for MDG the Podcast. Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about the introduction of bacillus-based cleaning products and provide an overview of what bacillus-based cleaning products are, how they work, and the benefits in the industrial and institutional market. And today we have a guest, an account executive in the industrial and institutional market, and his name is Blake Scott. Blake, how are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing great.
Thank you for hanging with me today. Right off the bat, I mean, obviously you've been in the field for quite some time. You're actually the most tenured I&I account executive here. Now, reaching a customer base like you do, how do you go explaining bacillus-based cleaning products to people?
Yeah, it's a unique one for sure. There's, you know, a lot of talk around sustainability cleaning or sustainable products out there, and that's kind of where we fit into the marketplace with that. There's, you know, your standard chemical cleaners out there, other, you know, plant-based products, citrus-based products, when you go to a more of a greener perspective. And our stuff being bioenzymatic, microbial, however you want to call it, fits in that place as well too. One of the things we like to say is that we're not out there to compete with chemical products. We're out there to offer an alternative or, you know, options to complement the current line with a greener option.
You know, you kind of touched on it. How is environmentally friendly cleaning a better opening in the I&I market?
Yeah, it's unique for sure. So for us and what we've seen in the marketplace is there's a lot of demands and goals for companies, corporates, things like that, to hit certain means, you know, in a certain time frame. So like 2025, 2030, things like that are big green, I guess, deadlines for a lot of customers. So we are able to help assist meet those demands with a greener, cleaner alternative, as well as just provide a better working product in certain applications. Certain applications really require something like a biological to do the job, where others are kind of more of a cost of chemical. They work, but there's causing more damage than good in the long-term perspectives too.
Now, you talked a little application. MDG has products that meet all different types of pain points. What are the biggest pain points you see in the I&I market?
There's a few. So for us, MDG is an ingredient manufacturer. We work with our customers who make the finished product with our ingredients in there, being, you know, our biologicals. And through our partners, we kind of hear more and more of those pain points from a consumer perspective. So a lot of them happens to be around, you know, drains, organic cleaning, carpet cleaning, things like that. And some of the hot topics too recently have been turf cleaning, artificial turf cleaning too. So a lot of areas where organics are being deposited into surfaces of some sorts, and they're looking for a way to really get down deep and what's inside the area to remove it from a greener perspective, instead of just killing off with a disinfectant. That's kind of what we've been hearing. So we are able to educate our partners and our customers on how biologicals work. You know, what's the difference between our biologicals versus an enzyme only, because there is a difference there too. And, you know, the benefits between them too.
Coming from MBG, we have a lot of products. And with all those different pain points, what are some examples of our products helping those pains?
Our product line, we have a powdered and a liquid product line. So we're able to kind of fit in multiple different areas with those options that we have right now available. And for one of the examples is like septic treatments. A lot of the rural areas in the U.S. states, outside the United States too, works on septic systems. And if the septic system isn't treated properly or treated at all, then you're paying for pump outs, clogged drain fields, things like that. So we're able to offer a powdered biological solution for that, where you're implementing good biologicals into the system. There's already natural biological occurrences happening there, but us being able to enhance that with our biologicals, it's able to degrade those organics, keep the systems clean, and just try to avoid those unexpected repairs, so to speak. But outside of the powders, you have the liquids too. So liquids, same thing. There is a lot of areas of use that could be available for them, and a lot of them can be like kitchen-based, bathrooms, anywhere where you really find those organics. And we have a blend for different types of organics too. So we're able to diversify applications and make sure we're providing the right product for those needs.
What sets MDG apart in our competitive market?
There's a few aspects on what sets us different. in this marketplace. If you're following us on like our social medias, our websites, get our newsletters, things like that, you'll see a common verbiage or things that we like to speak of. And what stands out the most, there's three key pieces. One of them is real science. For us and for anyone that we talk to early on, we talk about the large support we have from an R&D perspective. We always like to throw the verbiage out there that a third of our employees are microbiologists. And sooner than later, typically, you're going to have one of our microbiologists on a call, a meeting, whatever it might be, when you're speaking with us, just because we like to have that expert in the room and you're able to hear, you know, whatever questions you have, the answers from them, from that person, you know, that can answer them. You know, in my role, I like to say I just know the words that I'm dangerous with, but I'm not the expert in it. And I like to bring those experts in there. And that's kind of where that real science comes from. Outside of that, too, is the trust of process on what works and what doesn't. And for us, it's, you know, our QC perspectives, the products that we produce and the way we manufacture them as well. You know, through the science that we do, processes we follow, and the success we see in the end, we measure our rate of success through the success of our partners. Helping them succeed, hit the goals they're looking to hit is how we're going to measure, you know, ourselves as far as a job well done. And if they're not satisfied, if they're, you know, not hitting the goals, not hitting the milestones they need to hit or see the growth they're looking to have, then, you know, we need to change something on our end or modify, you know, our plan of action with them. So, you know, for us, the proven success is, you know, all the success that we see through our partners.
Yeah. With fall coming up, obviously, the seasons change and a lot of things come to light. The biggest pain point in fall, I would assume, is septics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do have a product called Septic Pack that is ready to use.
Yeah.
Tell me how MDG, first of all, uses Septic Pack to ease the septic problem.
Yeah. So a lot of our customers are looking to provide a solution to those need, essentially, this pain point for them. And sometimes they're limited as far as bringing in something new on a, I guess, a shorter time frame, or want to bring something to market quicker. So Septic Pack is our 25 gram water soluble pods. So water soluble is, you know, dissolving in the water quickly. And the treatment's easy. Your standard septic system, you're putting one of these pods in the toilet, flushing it down, getting in the system once a month. You know, a severe untreated system, maybe twice a month for the first 2 months, but realistically once a month after that for maintenance. And you're keeping your system healthy. You're keeping the organics in there degraded down. You're not having the fog caps, sludge, things like that build up. You're keeping everything free-flowing, preventing those backups, pump-ups, whatever it might be, because they can be costly.
Yeah, a healthy septic system is a good septic system for sure.
Yeah.
Well, so if someone's interested in I&I and trying to reach out to you, how can they find you?
I mean, with our website, we have, you know, an inquiry location on there. You can inquire to us, put in the details that you're looking for, and we're able to, you know, sort that and get you the right person for those needs. But yeah, we're happy to help in any way we can.
And as always, that's at www.mdgbio.com, or you can email us at info@mdgbio.com. Blake, I want to thank you for being on the podcast.
Yeah.
And as always, make sure you like and subscribe. I want to thank you very much. And for everyone else, we'll see you later.